Hi, I'm Carol S. I'm a grateful compulsive eater and food addict. And I'm first of all, I want to say that I'm very, very grateful for OA Footsteps. And in the course of this, I will say why. I was in, when I came back to OA in June of 2020 after 4 years of further education in my disease. And I was miserable. In fact, I was suicidal. And I did not know that how worse things could get. But I was so thoroughly obsessed with food, I couldn't really pay good attention to what other people were saying to me. I was stopped thinking about music. It was all about food. When, where, what, how. Would I have to share it? It was ugly in my head. A friend of mine recommended a meeting that she had started that was part of an intergroup out of New Jersey. And it met every day, which was the big attraction of it for me, because I knew I needed to do that kind of intensive work in order to start, my reco in order to be in recovery. And it was a good meeting. It was very small, rather small, but it was a good meeting. And people were coming from the UK and Ireland because it was at a convenient time for them. It was late in the evening for them. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern time on our schedule now. And how we got to be on OA Footsteps is we were looking around for an intergroup. And somebody recommended Footsteps. And we came. And my God, the meeting has grown by leaps and bounds, literally. I mean, it's amazing. We have 60 to 80 people who come every day. And when we used to be 15 or 16 people. And through coming to this meeting, I have been able to get out of my head by doing service. And one of the services I really like to do, it's odd, but I like to do this, is be an intergroup rep. I like doing it for OA Footsteps because I like the people involved here. And I like the energy. I really like being part of an international community. That's really brought it home to me that I am not some kind of strange person, by being a food addict. I am part of a large community and a really healthy one too, with this intergroup. And I am the sort of compulsive eater who could easily be 500 or 600 pounds or more if left to my own devices. And but that would also give me a level of food obsession that I've had, or maybe even worse. I don't know. And I don't want to go back to that at all. And I'm really grateful for my meeting every day. There are other meetings that I go to occasionally. And here on Footsteps, I'm really grateful that the schedule is easy to use. And I'm just really grateful for all the people who are on the board and the committee chairs. And I'm grateful for people who do security at meetings. I do security at meetings too, and I know how hard it is. But it's also it's opened up my life in ways that I never thought I couldn't even imagine this. I had no idea what my life was going to look like. I didn't know I'd be up to here in the OA life. And it's just a lot better than being in the food for sure. And with that, I'll pass.